If you look deep into the remarks that Charamba made, they clearly show that this is an attempt to fight back. How do we know this is a fight back? We do know because it filtered throughout the whole interview that he is on the Mnangagwa side. That's one. Number two, it filtered through that he's trying to reverse the tide that Mnangagwa is currently facing, which is a trigger, which has been triggered by the G40. He is also trying to occupy the space, the strategic space around Mugabe and Grace Mugabe by claiming that there are people who are trying to remove them using their name. So what we are seeing is a fight by these two factions for the heart and the soul, not of the party, not of the government per se, but the heart and the soul of Mugabe and his wife as individuals and as institutionalized leaders. We are also seeing an attempt to occupy that ground and claim that George Charamba and those he represents in the Mnangagwa faction want Mugabe to stand for re-election in 2018. This is the same message G40 has been hammering through. So they are trying to seize that initiative and ground and make it theirs.
But how is Mr. Mugabe going to handle this? Obviously, this is very toxic for the party.
It is very divisive. What is clear now is that the center is not holding. Mugabe is no longer able to really hold the party together. Things are crumbling around him. Things are falling apart. And as a result, you now see a Hobbesian state of nature around Mugabe. Everyone against everyone with some kind of political brutality that is being meted randomly but directed against people across factions.